Om Shanti, good morning. A very warm welcome to this session. Topic, revealing Baba through maintaining faith in the family. And we all know the importance of faith, and especially Baba underlines the importance of having faith in the family. And who other than our speakers who have more than 4 to 5 decades of experience with Baba and BK family are going to shed more light on it. We have Sister Morni from Yarna Valley Village Retreat Center, Australia. And she's also a member of Regional Coordinating Team Asia Pacific. Over 5 decades, she has stayed in different centers, different countries with different capacity. She's worked with Baba's family, different cultures and sanskars. So, you know, she has developed the faith in Baba's family. And we have Sister Gopi from France, and she was the National Coordinating Team France. Now she's in Bungalow Center, Australia. She has also served over a decade in Cambodia. And she has more than 4 decades of rich experience with Baba and family. So I have very warm welcome to Sister Morni and Sister Gopi, and also the audience who are present here and who are watching online. Thank you. Om Shanti.
So this is going to be a conversation, and we've known each other for 40 years, so it's really lovely to be here together.
And actually the title, which is connected with faith, was an inspiration we had after we heard a merely few weeks ago. And it was, Baba was speaking about faith, and we were thinking, okay, faith. Often Baba would speak about different faiths. And we thought, okay, faith in the family, where does it go? You know, so we thought, let's take this subject. And so I'm just going to start by asking Morni, what is faith for you?
You know, sometimes in the Morni we hear the word faith, but sometimes it's meaning different things. It can mean trust. It can mean being faithful, like loyal. It also sometimes means obedience, which does require faith. But I think, just as Bob was saying in the Morni, in the Avyakta Morni, we need to have realization with the intellect, not just with the intellect, but put it into our form. And I think faith can be, you know, to a certain extent in the intellect, but not in practical. So I think faith is really when we don't worry at all. And the story that comes to mind is when Brahma Baba, you know, we've all heard that story in the Morni. There was 300 over people to feed, no money, no food, but his stage didn't fluctuate. He really had that faith that Baba is there, this is Baba's family, it's Baba's task, and a check came in the mail. And they went, cashed the check, bought some food, all was well. But the amazing thing was for the mind not to fluctuate. So ultimately, that's the ultimate faith. And for you, Gopi, what are some of the signs of faith?
Actually, I had an experience this morning. I was sitting in the history hall for Amrit Vela in Pandav Bhavan. And whenever I sit in the history hall, and I am in front of that picture of Baba, I always, what comes to my mind is Baba has the carefree emperor. And for me, faith is very much connected with that stage of being a carefree emperor. It's also connected, when I think of faith, it's connected with the surrender, total surrender. Mm. And lately I have been really kind of challenged, and I thought, well, very good, because this is very much a test of surrender, which is also a test of faith. So whenever I think about the aspect of what does it mean, faith, and just Baba speak about faith in the intellect, which means based on understanding, based on clarity, based on not just, you know, oh yeah, I have faith because I am experiencing something, but it's deeper than that. I also understand what's happening, and I try to always see, you know, behind or beyond what it seems. And so somehow, yeah, I go back to the aspect of the carefree emperor and practicing that stage. And also because faith somehow is the foundation of our own life as a Brahmin. And often Baba speaks about, you know, you've got the faith of bhakti, the blind faith, and what kind of faith do I have? So I also need to see, you know, to what extent the type of faith I have is it a bit of a connected still with bhakti, or is it really like based on that faith that Baba is asking us to develop and to have? And so Moni, we have getting this inspiration from another Muli about faith, and Baba is actually saying, if there is faith, there is humility. And with humility, the soul is creative. So how does faith and humility make the soul creative?
Yeah, it's a very wonderful point, isn't it? How if there is faith, there will be humility, because we are the instruments. But then when we're humble, Baba was saying, we will be creative. And to me, what comes to mind is that so many people in the world today are in survival mode. If we don't have faith and we think we have to look after ourselves, we go into survival. And when we go into survival, we're very selfish in a way, because survival means I have to look after myself. So if I have that faith and I can come out of that survival state, then I can be creative. Because creativity is opposite to that survival state. And also, Baba says that your one step of courage will bring 1,000-fold help from Baba. And this is what I have put to the test over and over again. I take on things that are too big for me, that I cannot do. Maybe it's silly or a bit blind in that sense, but I've really experienced that when I do something with that faith that, okay, I'll take this step and Baba will do the rest, it's like a miracle what Baba does. I mean, I could tell you so many stories, but just one was when I first was on service in Hong Kong. I was about 25 years old and I didn't know the country, I didn't know the language. I'd been there about a year, but there was an inspiration to have an Asian women's convention. So we invited people from all over Asia, and we had a conference, and I was so innocent, went to invite people to come, and invited too many people, and they all said yes. And they were big VIPs. So then, okay, we have to have it for 3 days, not one day. I mean, never organized a conference before, and didn't know how to look after overseas guests. It was really a miracle how Baba sent people to help, and people had a house and, you know, drivers and helpers, you know, like domestic helpers. And don't even ask me where the money came from. 3 days in a 5-star hotel. And in the middle, myself and this other sister was helping me. She was younger and less experienced. And in the middle we said, did we organize this? Like, it was just going like a dream and perfectly. And we said, did we organize this? It was like that. So when there's that faith, I think we can do anything. So, and that makes us creative, because we don't think the opposite is like, oh, how can we do this? We don't have money, we don't have this, we don't have that. But just, you know, creativity, I think, also comes from being that instrument and catching, you know, and then going with it. And I do check, of course, with the seniors, because, you know, they're big things. But somehow they say yes, because they have faith, and miracles happen. So, Gopi, from that same Muli, which was 27th of December, 87, Baba also said, with faith, you will be ignorant of the knowledge of desires. Icha mantra mavidya. You'll be ignorant of the knowledge of desires, and this will make you generous. And when you are in this state, it'll always be you first. You know, that's generosity. You first. How does this impact the family when we have that faith, so we don't feel this survival, so we're generous, and because of that, you first. What is the impact on our family with that state of faith?
Actually, there is, I was thinking of Arjuna, and I need to know when to say you first and when to say me first. And the me first is Arjuna, is the one who actually decides to make the effort. And so he would be the one who change first. So in that sense, that will be me first. And the you first is when it comes to giving opportunities. And I think, you know, often Baba say, remember your days of your childhood. And if I have to think of my own spiritual childhood, I had very strong motivation. One was, no matter what, let me have good wishes. And I started, you know, in France, in Paris, when the center was very small, and we were all young. We were all young in Guyane as well, so there was nobody experienced with us. And there were, you know, a lot of different personalities, and some of them were very strong. Especially the brothers had very strong personalities. And the sisters, they were just too young, or they were young, so they were trying to find their way. And there was no Didi, no... Nadi Janki was in London, but we didn't have her, like, as, you know, a permanent teacher. But we would definitely go to London very often. But something I felt is, because of the way, you know, the situation and everything, I just always thought, you know, I don't want to, you know, to see that I go into conflict and things. So for me to have really good wishes was the big thing. And so whenever I would feel there are things going on and strong samskars and conflict and things, I would just go and sit in Baba's room. And I would just think, okay, let me not keep anything in my head and just merge everything. Just make sure I don't keep anything, you know, any ill feeling, any... And it was a real effort I was making, like a conscious effort, not to keep any bad feeling. And the other thing which was very strong in me, because also listening to Daddy's class, you know, I grew up with Daddy Janki, you know, influence, very strong influence. And something which was important to me was, I should not be an obstacle for anyone. And it's not simple, but this is like, I should not be someone who does not allow somebody else to move ahead. even if they have to move ahead of me, even if I see them, you know, like when you see a race, and you see the young ones running, and then you see them, they just go in front of you, and, you know, am I happy to see that? And for me, it was really like, yes, you know, like, let's just see things. I mean, I was young anyway, and I was the youngest one.
How old were
physically,
you?
Physically, I was 17 when I started, so. And, you know, in the big days, the France was starting, it was, you know, a different time. I just realized how this foundation had been so important in my own Brahmin growth to actually make sure that first I am not an obstacle and I will allow others to grow or to go first, yeah, to go ahead. And the other thing, keep good wishes and pure feelings. And I have seen over time how it helped. Because we say how it impacts the family, but I can say how it did impact me in my own, you know, kind of spiritual journey. And it's very much the attitude of being happy for others. So I really let go of, you know, comparison and thinking, oh, why this one has something and I don't have it myself. It's so easy to go into small things and to just, you know, be unhappy or non-satisfied because I do have expectation of, you know, a position or... And I can see, you know, to be free from that is just such a blessing because no matter what, you know, it's God knows. I don't know others, but he knows me, and so he will do whatever he wants with me. And I think in terms of making the family grow in a healthy way, to develop those qualities and to just have that generosity of heart. And it will just make the family stronger. And it will make me also stronger. I don't need to be, you know, in front. I just need to be in the place which is the right place for me. And Baba is taking care of that. And for the rest, it's really like, keeping that attitude of generosity and being happy about other people's, other souls, you know, opportunities. So I think this is a key. We speak about revelation and Baba's revelation. And for me, you know, often Baba says there is Baba's revelation, but there is the revelation of his children. And if I have this attitude of, you know, you first and generosity, then it's really what can touch the people around us and make them really see that, oh, these are different people. They have something more because of that attitude of, because the world is showing such a different thing. Everyone wants, you know, power and money, and so money is different things, but sometimes we want power. We just want to have a position. So to be able to really see that it's not going to take me anywhere and it's not going to reveal Baba either. I always remember, you know, when Didi Manmohini left the body. The Bog message, I think it was the first one or one of the first Bog message was, it's not going to be one soul who is going to reveal the Father. And because everyone was thinking Didi is gone and she was, you know, the co-head with Daddy Prakash Mani, but obviously, you know, at that time it was difficult, so it's like Baba just say no, you know, it's not one soul. It's going to be the family. So I think it's very much, you know, how I can keep in mind what's going to really make me move forward, move ahead, and help others also to move ahead by letting them just, you know, take their place. So Moni, there is another, in the same Mulish, Baba is saying the Brahmin family means the gathering. And in the family, you are victorious in fulfilling the responsibility of love for the family. So this is also a speciality of faith. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, isn't that an interesting one? That faith in the family means that I have the responsibility to fulfill the love in the family. And Baba was saying, and this actually comes to the Morley just a few weeks ago, that, you know, we have, Baba says, it's a big family, so we need big love. And we also need, for that, a big heart. So in order to fulfill the responsibility of the family, it means to really move together as one. Because Baba says the family means a gathering. And so if we see ourselves as one, it's like whatever's happening to someone else, I'm also responsible. Like one time Baba said that we need to be responsible for that whole, you know? So to fulfill the responsibility means to really care. And I know we had a situation in Sydney when I was there. A sister had, you know, she was so stressed because she was a student, and that stress led to some mental instability. And, you know, really what came in my heart, I mean, everyone's busy, right, in a center, but what came in my heart is she is my sister. If it was my Lokik sister, I would have the responsibility to do whatever I can to help in this situation. And so I took her to a hospital, and, you know, that just was one step. It kept going on, you know, there was a bit of a journey to help this sister. But finally she was willing to take some medication, and that really helped her to settle down. But I really felt that one of us is responsible. Because we say we're a family. So if someone has a problem, we can't just say, oh, they've got a problem, let's try and keep them away because it's a disturbance and we don't have time for disturbance. You know, it can be a bit like that. But we really are a family, and I think we need to operate as that. But luckily, really, you know, Baba's teaching helps us to be detached and loving. So we don't get involved. I loved what Sudesh Didi said the other day, you know, that we don't get, a mirror doesn't get marks on it because of seeing, you know, when I see the marks on myself, it doesn't go on the mirror. So we, as a mirror, I don't take things on, but I really do treat every BK as a family member. And I remember one time, there was a time when people used to say, many years ago, they used to say, it wouldn't matter if I left. No one would miss me. No one would really care. When I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, is that how people feel in this family? And so I loved what Baba was saying the other day in the Sakha Muli. He was saying, you know, take their hand. Try to help them to come back. Do what you can. But ultimately, it's each one's fortune. So we can't make anyone stay. But at least they should feel that we care. That we're not just going to, oh, okay, where are they? I don't know. I haven't seen them for a few months. Not like that. Do what we can to love and care for each and every one. So I think this is what it means to be a family. So, Gopi. Aha, the Baba said in that Muli, and this was 14th of November, the family makes you strong in many situations. And I think that can be either way. Sometimes strong because we're tested a lot, and sometimes strong because we're supported a lot. So both sides. Everyone, and this sentence was amazing, everyone is an individual embodiment of Dharana, number-wise. Everyone is an individual embodiment of Dharana, of inculcation, number-wise. Understanding the variety of sanskars and interacting while being knowledgeful and fulfilling that responsibility is being successful. So again, it's coming back to that responsibility, but understanding the variety, accepting, it seems to imply, but knowing that it's all just making me stronger, whether it's this way or that way.
Mm.
What do you understand by this?
Actually, it has been my own experience to... I lived with sometimes many souls and sometimes on my own. Now I am alone in a center, when I was in Cambodia, I was alone in a center. So there's been situations where I was not physically close to the family. Because it was difficult to create Brahmins in those countries.
And you're a bit of a pioneer that keeps going and starting new places.
And sometimes I also lived in retreat places and so with others and also in centers with four or five people and of course a family and interestingly this point from the Muli the day before I was journeying about this topic and I thought, you know, something I really have learned to do is to appreciate the variety in the Brahmin family and to really kind of appreciate the differences. We used to say when we were together in the beginning, said we would have never met if it was not, you know, for Baba and Gyan. There was no way we would have met as, you know, like in the normal life. I mean, in all normal life, like we were so far from each other, yeah. But suddenly, Baba is putting all these souls together, and there is such difference of many, many different things, not just some scars, but also background and education, so many different things. And I think when I stop thinking I am right, or when I stop thinking, having expectation, when I stop, you know, judging, and that's where I can really appreciate the diversity. And I found in that diversity, I will have, everyone is an instrument for each other. And I don't like actually when, you know, sometimes we say, oh, I have karma, or this is karma with this soul, and I never thought like that. I never think in terms of karma. I just think, okay, if something comes to me or someone, whether it's someone who is going to inspire me, you know, like just to see someone doing things and say, wow, or sometimes they just trigger, you know, some scar, or they just make us, you know, react. In both ways, I am learning something. And so they are anyway instrument for me to understand something about myself. And if I am able to accept that, then somehow I will have an attitude of, you know, kind of inclusion, rather than, you know, comparing, judging, thinking, oh, you know, this one or that one, or I cannot do anything with this one, or there are always ways, you know. What I have learned living in a country where there was no BK, but it's like sometimes you actually develop really the qualities you need in the BK family, being outside of the BK family. And I think I really had that experience of doing so much for people who had nothing and who were suffering and the land was suffering. Everyone, the place was very challenging. And I felt, you know, it's like all these sanskars of benevolence, of generosity, of compassion had to be, were coming out because it was just the way to serve the souls. And then I thought, if I am like this with people, can't I be that understanding with my own family, Brahmin family? And even though Baba said, you know, you don't have mercy in the Brahmin family, but you cooperate. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need a bit of, you know, compassion, or you need something a bit different than cooperation when you see someone who is really going through something and it's not really cooperation, they need something more than that. From our side, more understanding, more kind of listening skills even. So I found, you know, it's really being able to acknowledge that aspect in the family. So I can really take the benefit and just focus on what I am learning for, you know, for my own growth. Because there is nothing happens by chance. If I really trust, you know, that I am on that path and Baba is always there, so whoever comes in front of me can really inspire me in one way or another. And what I found when it's someone who is actually really doing something which is out of track or really like, or you know, temper or something really on the side of, you know, we would think, you know, he's just gone off or something. Then even that I found I can learn so much because I at least know what I don't want to do or what I don't want to be. And I found sometimes people express something and they are just there to show me that this is something I don't want for myself. So I will actually pay attention to that. And sometimes it can help the other one to come out of their own, you know, own issues. And sometimes no, but sometimes it does, because they feel that you're actually you have a different vision of them, so you somehow you can help them to come out. And so, in a way, the aspect of, you know, the variety and the fact that the family is making us strong, I think it's good to welcome anything, whether, you know, it looks challenging or not. And I always found that, you know, sometimes we think, but anyway, you know, I had to do things on my own and nothing is there to help me and nobody is there to help me sometimes we need some help and it did happen that, you know, sometimes I needed help. And if I was expecting the help from specific souls, then often there would be, you know, it would not happen. And I think that's also an aspect where the family, like, you know, it's a big family. But why would I think that the help should come from this specific one or that specific one, or this one should actually be there or that one should be there? And again, it's a big trap, because when I start to think like that, that's where I start to look at, you know, other people, and that's where often I start to think, oh, but nobody is helping me and nobody is there when I need. But actually, I don't see that these are not there maybe, but I have 10 people with me. And do I value that? Baba, I don't know everyone, but Baba knows everyone, so he will know who to touch, or, you know, who is going to get the touching to just step in when the need is there. And that's where the faith is, in a way. Like, I don't need to think about specific souls, I just need to think of the family. And in terms of the family, if I am open, anyone can step in. And often these are the ones I expect the less. So I have to be open to that. Not judge, because otherwise I will not allow something to happen in a good way. And somehow it's like I will also stop the cooperation if I am not able to recognize where it's coming from. So it's quite that the relationship in the family is a deep thing in a way. And I need to really look at myself, because if there is lack of, if there is insatisfaction, probably because there is expectation. And I have to look at that in myself and recognize it, so I can be much more open, to what is this family about and how, things happen in the family if I am actually open to it. Because it will be a flow. If I allow it, it will be a flow and the help and everything will come.
Yeah, it's interesting how expectation makes us so limited and body conscious, and as if it's my job and people should cooperate with me.
Yeah.
But knowing that if it's Baba's job, it's up to him to get it done. He'll touch someone. It will work, or it's maybe not meant to be. Also letting go. But I liked another thing you said there about listening. Mm. Because I think one of the mistakes I have made in the early days is someone was really upset and saying very bad things about the yajna, the seniors, people in the yajna. And, I started to defend and kind of say, no, it's not like that. It's not my experience. And I learned that listening and just letting people feel what they feel, say what they say, acknowledging that this is their experience. It's not that you're agreeing, but this is their experience. And so being able to really listen with that empathy and being present is such an important thing in the family. Because, as I said, it's not that you agree, but when people can be heard, they release so much, tension and anger and so many things in their heart just by being heard. And that is a really big thing in bringing the family together. So, yeah, listening, being present. And I know one time when I went through something, well, one of the biggest things I went to, I was in Madhuban, and I thought the seniors would give me some advice, or they never said anything. And I just felt that they just had faith in me, that I will pass through this. And it was like, and in hindsight, they were probably thinking, yeah, these are all the lessons we pass through. And they didn't try to give advice. They didn't look at me as if I was going through something. There was so much faith in me. And that was a big lesson for me to then have towards others. Because I love very much this saying, angels don't worry about anyone. They have faith in them. And that's what I experienced from the seniors, that they didn't worry about me. I was going through something. But they weren't worried about me. I really felt their faith, and it was very quiet presence. Lovely.
Mm. And so, Moni, to move along with a big heart, knowing each one's on scar, to move along with humility, with an attitude of good wishes and pure feeling, is to be victorious in your intellect, in having faith in the family. Have you had challenges on this?
Who hasn't? Yeah, and I think, if you think about it, I mean, even if I look back at the friends that have been with me in the beginning, hardly 5% of the people who started with me back nearly 50 years ago are still with Baba. or they've gone and come back, or they keep at a distance, but they now are okay. But I mean, really, it's and it was never Baba. They've never left Baba, I would say. Very few of them lose faith. Very few of them don't remember Baba. They have faith in themselves to some extent. Drama is a big challenge. I think drama is another big one that's good to really think deeply about the faith. But most of the people who have left Baba is because of clashes within the family, not being able to move along with the family. I don't know. It's a big thing to move along with the family, especially if you come onto the field of service. If you just go to class, you've got your family at home, because a lot of people have come with their Lokik family, so they've got that support, you know, and they don't have to change that much. They're even having cooking from their family. Life is easy if you come with your family. But what happened is most of these souls that I came on the journey with, they had no support from their family. Their family didn't become BKs. And so they had to cook their own food. They had to live with other people. You know, they lived in bhavans. You know, we had very often houses where brothers would live in one house, sisters live in another, or they come into centers. And we were all not very mature. Even the ones that were the center coordinators didn't have that maturity to really understand the feelings of the hearts of others. And so we all went through a lot of tests. I went through a lot of tests, and I know that those souls have been through a lot of tests within the family. It wasn't always they were wrong, actually. You know, there was a lot of things going on. But when we have, you know, this, if we can develop this faith in the family, and Baba's saying through understanding the variety of sanskars, and keeping good wishes for each other. And I think at the back of all of that is not blaming. And I think that's one of the biggest steps any of us could make in our Brahman life, not to blame anyone for anything that we are going through, because it's our journey, it's our lesson. I've got something to do with it. It's not anyone's just doing it with me, whether it's karma or whether it's just for my growth. And I was thinking about those two powers that Baba spoke about in the Avyaktamuli on Sunday, the power to tolerate. You know, he was saying that you especially need this power to tolerate, and the power to realize, the power of realization. And when I was thinking of this phase, yes, we need that power to tolerate, because this is my lesson, but the power of realization is to realize it's my lesson and not to blame the other person. And I think that's the biggest step in our Brahman life, is to move away from any kind of blame. Because if you're blaming others, you are never going to change. It just is a block, a complete block to any transformation. Because you're saying, oh, they're doing that, they did this, circumstance like that. But it's pointing outwards. And so, yeah, I think through any challenges that we go through, keeping good wishes and understanding the variety of sanskars is so essential. And also we stop micromanaging others, you know, because often we have expected others to do things the way we like things to be done. Whether it's even giving a meditation commentary. We listen to some people giving commentary, we think, oh, how can that touch anyone's heart? Or different ways people serve. And I find people respond to that just as they respond to the way I do things. We're all different, and we are different, and the people receiving are different. And things work. Like one brother, out of respect, he said to me, he did a group session every once a week, and he said, do you want to take my group? Because I happened to be visiting that city. And I said, I don't think so. I think they're your kind of people. You go ahead. Because he's a healer. And some people are really attracted to healing. And he's doing a great job with that group that I couldn't do. So when we actually celebrate the differences, not just tolerate, but celebrate the differences in the family, this is revealing, Baba, because we're all so unique. Like even in this regional coordinating team, you know, we have seniors like Mira Ben, Rajni Ben. They're stepping up to be, you know, Didis. And many people need Didis. But I don't see myself like that. I see myself as empowering the people next to me. I don't see myself like stepping into Didi Nirmala's shoes, for example. It's not, you know, what I feel is me, but I can encourage and empower people alongside me. But people need all those. People need Didis. People need companions. We all just do it in our own way. And then we can serve a variety of souls with our variety of sanskars. So, I think you must be the one to, next one to get a question. Together with being, this is also from the Muli, of just a few weeks ago, and it is, together with being loved by God, it's extremely essential to be loved by the family. There are four faiths, faith in Baba, self, Dharma, and the family. Are all these four faiths essential or just three? Baba asked. How can we be loved by the family? That's a big question, isn't it? How can we be loved by the family?
You know, I remember it was once Baba said, I think it was to Daddy Janki, and he said to her, it's not like you would have 100% who are going to actually, you know, love you, but probably 95. And, you know, like, we know how it's, I mean, to be loved, obviously, it's not something we ask for, because it will be the last thing which would happen. But when I was sharing, you know, how from the beginning I really had developed this good wishes, and I have to say that, you know, it's like when you actually practice something for a long period of time, and it's really part of your dharma to pay attention to that, and you don't know exactly the impact it has. You just, it's in you. You just create, you know, you have that attitude of keeping good wishes, of not keeping anything about anyone in the back of your mind. Or, but what I found by doing that for a long period of time, whenever somehow, you know, whenever I needed something, which did happen a few times, being, you know, sometimes sent on my own somewhere, there would be always the help. And I was thinking, how come the help is coming from the other side of the world? But then I thought, what happened is that somehow this attitude is actually drawing the help. And for me, you know, if we speak about love, the way Baba loves us is by actually, you know, he's not, of course he says he loves us, but it's by making sure we actually have what we need and make sure that, you know, things are good for everyone. And so this is Baba's love to actually, you know, really, and in the sense, I think we do have that faith that Baba is going to provide whatever we need. So in a way, if there is one value which doesn't change is God's, you know, what God can do for us and with us. So that's why the faith in Baba, I think, is definitely, you know, as the first Baba was saying about it, talking about it as the first aspect, you know, of faith. I think we can see how, why, because we do have that faith in ourselves. And then when it comes to the faith in the self, that's probably the biggest the biggest part, because even having faith in the family, it can only happen if I do have faith in myself. Often the lack of faith in the family is because I have doubts in myself, about myself. Otherwise, it's actually quite, it comes together when I have that, you know, faith in myself and in my own truth and also my uniqueness, like to really realize who am I as a unique soul with the specialities and being able to really acknowledge those specialities and have that faith that this is, you know, the reason why Baba has chosen me as well. So more I know myself in that sense, more I understand who I am and acknowledge, you know, who is this soul with the good and the bad and with all the everything. Like I learn to really have this inclusive attitude towards my own, you know, personality. And then somehow the faith in the family is stronger. And I think somehow to be loved by the family is really to give love to the family first. If I have that love for, you know, souls and I respect wherever they are and wherever they are going through, to somehow not judge it, but just maybe be there when it's needed, or just be not there if it's not the thing to do. But I found, you know, it's just the way, more I give and more I receive. So love is the same. More I have this attitude, loving attitude towards others, more they will somehow respond to that. And so, yeah, in a way, I think it's these are no calculation here. We can't just say, you know, you it's just a bargaining. You give me love, and you know, there is love. No, it just happened because there is a recognition of the souls. And to give respect, to give love, give cooperation, and do the service together. So I think that's what brings the love. And I have to say, you know, at times where when I was in Cambodia, I was always surprised that I could get so much help from different places, because I was quite isolated. The country was kind of, you know, was really isolated, and I didn't have much means, so I couldn't just travel, you know, and just take, you know, some refreshment here and there, in the sense spiritually speaking, and so it was like, but there was always somebody, there was always, you know, like Baba would touch someone, and so at that time I really felt maybe this is also because of the good wishes, and so even if we don't do things, we don't calculate why we are making certain effort. But I think it's good to keep in mind that whatever effort I make, or whatever, you know, focus I have, it's not for nothing. Because sometimes we don't see the results, so we think, oh, you know, we get discouraged. But actually, everything is, you know, on the accounting book. And the good karma and also the elevated karma, more than even the good karma. So I really, if I keep in mind that to always, you know, be in that, to go in the direction of developing, you know, more and more values, virtues in ourselves, and being more in the attitude of giving towards others, then it won't be lost. It will just make things happen more. And again, we are talking about revealing Baba. And for me, like when I was living in Cambodia, you know, the underground was so, the values people had was so low. Everything was based on corruption, but in a very open way. You know, corruption is everywhere, but here it was like really. So just to finish this example. So from the beginning, I was really aware, being in the, arriving in this country, that the first step was actually to be an example. The words wouldn't do anything. I had to really be, like, you know, we speak about walk your talk, and I just felt this is what I have to be. And the rest will happen only if I am able to really be that. So it was a very good example for me of how, you know, in the end of the day, it's really what we are, which is going to reveal Baba. And if we are together, you know, in that diversity, that's because we know it's a challenge, but if we are able to live together in this way, then, you know, the revelation would definitely come. Do you want to add something about love?
No.
So, then that's it. And in that Muli, the same Muli we are talking about, Baba is asking Morni, where would you go if you left the family?
Exactly. Where would you go? And I think even before I came to Baba, you know, Baba said, I had already decided there's nothing in this world. I was 21. There was nothing in this world. So I was just going to move to the country, live on a farm and raise goats and sell goat's milk. So probably I'd do that. Because there's nothing in this world. I already felt that at such a young age, that there's nothing in this world. And also the other thought that would sometimes come seeing my friends go was, you know, it's a battlefield. Whether we're here or whether we're outside, it's a battlefield. It's not like you have challenges here and then you go outside and there's no challenges, right? It's not going to be any less. It'll be just different. And this is the winning side. So I'm not leaving the winning side. I know that's my faith too, I guess, that this is the winning side. So if I'm going to do all this effort to battle, because we do have all these things we have to work on, I'm going to stick with the winning side. So I'm not going anywhere. But there's nowhere to go. And for you, where would you go? Did you ever think of leaving Baba?
No. I obviously, you know, I went through a lot of things because, I mean, starting young, and sometimes you have not experienced things. And, I mean, I'm talking about living in the West, working full-time, running the center. And it's kind of I spent the first 18 years in a very big washing machine. And so sometimes I would sit and I would say, no, that's it, you know. Because it was not being BK which was it. It was just, I don't want to live like that. Like, I know something which is amazing and I can't even share it. You know, I work full time. So I didn't have the space, the time. The student come, you can't even take care of them. You have to rush to go to work. You come back, it's 8 o'clock in the night. And then, I mean, the whole thing was really, for all these years, was kind of, what do I do with, you know, the things that Baba is giving me, and I can't even share them because I am just exhausted by the end of the day.
Can you all relate to that?
So, and that's somehow, you know, when drama, and I said, no, I think I have something more to do. So I did quit like everything in a way, and I went to Daddy Janki and I said, you know, I think I have somewhere else to go. And so she thought I just needed to make a little step in the country next door. I said, no, Daddy, I think I need something more. So I started to kind of move, you know, from
Kuwait,
France to
Kuwait,
well,
and
first
Morocco.
It was Istanbul, so yeah. I first went to Turkey, and at that time Anthony and Yogesh and Aruna was there as well. But, you know, it's like somehow I think we also have to listen to ourselves. And of course I wouldn't go anywhere else, but I need to be happy where I am as well. Like, I can't just say, oh, you know. And I feel, you know, it's really, there is nothing worse than feeling stuck. I don't know what you think about it, but
so you
do you feel stuck sometimes, you know, like, yeah, so
you
when
you
feel
offered yourself.
Stuck,
when you felt stuck, you offered yourself.
Yes, yeah, somehow I told, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when we feel stuck, it's like, I mean, it needs courage to say, you know, I have to do, you know, I have something else to do, because obviously I will have to let go. And sometime of a big, big piece of cake. But this is also, you know, what do I want in my life in the end of the day as a Brahmin? And because we all have different qualities, obviously we will be pushed, I think, to do the things which are going to help us to grow, you know, with these specialities and these qualities. And drama may take us to things, to places where we never thought about, but it's going to be the best way to really kind of become stronger in our own, you know, uniqueness and do Baba's service according to those specialities. So, but of course, we need courage. So, not going anywhere else, but just sometime we need to push ourselves a bit.
Mm.
So we can
That's
keep on
whole
going
another topic.